Now, if you are out there looking for something to believe in, something or someone to follow, exactly what would you be looking for? What would your criteria be for choosing, say, a religion? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. These days, well, surely all roads lead to Rome, right? Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, a few Hindu gods here and there, yoga, reincarnation, a bit of mix and match, just being a good person perhaps. It's all the same, isn't it? If there is an afterlife, yeah, then one or other of those will surely get you in. A few years ago now, I was on the board of a Christian aged care organisation. We were talking about producing some prayer books for the elderly folk in some of our nursing homes, so, and I still can't believe that this actually happened, but it did, one of the ordained ministers on the board suggested that we should have Muslim, Hindu, and Buddhist prayers, as well as Christian ones. After all, that's the world in which we live. Well, that's what ended up happening, at which point I promptly resigned from the board. Now, don't get me wrong, I passionately believe that everyone should be free to believe whatever they want to believe. But here's the rub for me as a Jesus follower. John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me." When I was out there searching, I looked at all the major religions, as well as the trendy designer belief systems out there. But I wanted something real, something genuine, something that would make a powerful difference in my life. And the only place I found that was at the cross of Christ, Jesus. Now, here's a God who's prepared to die for me. Is there any other way? Not on your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The more time you and I spend receiving God's word into our hearts, the more powerful the life-changing reality of Jesus' death and resurrection sets us free to be all that he made us to be. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.